It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check out GoPSURV.com. It's never too early to start thinking about your 2019 home games and how you're going to do your accommodations and your tickets and all that stuff. If best single game RV experience is GoPSURV.com. They take care of everything for you on game day. Check them out. The RVs are fantastic, as Ross knows. You stayed there during the Wisconsin game, correct?
Awesome.
So they're good value for the money. Check them out. GoPSURV.com. All right, Ross, the impact of the NCAA transfer portal. It's a huge topic for Penn State fans right now. 10 players have officially been recognized or reported as entering the portal. Most of them will be grad transfers, it seems, or have transferred already to another school. But it's definitely, you take those 10 players, you throw in the five guys that left for the NFL early and all the seniors, there's roster impact. But this is your segment. I've got a million notes and questions, but you take it, sir.
All right. I think it's 11.
It's 11.
Danny Dalton, Alex Gellerstedt, Aaron Monroe, Daylon Darien, Braylon Faison-Walden, Juwan Johnson, Brandon Polk, Isaiah Humphreys, Lamont Wade, Zach McPherson, Sterling Jenkins.
There it is.
That's 11 to me.
So I don't know if they're all in the portal. I guess, do you have to go in the portal? You only have to go in the portal for them to be able to talk to you.
They can, when you enter the portal, you can be contacted by a coach from another school once. But once you enter, you sort of surrender your scholarship that you were under.
Well, that's the big thing, because so many kids are going into the portal now. And once you do, so let me take a step back. Most of the kids that go in the portal, not all of them, but most of them, it's because they're not going to get playing time at the place where
they're
they are.
Right.
Right. So, you know, there's Jalen Hurts and guys like that who Alabama would love to keep Jalen Hurts as a backup for one more year. Right. Justin Fields. But a lot of them, I think the schools are probably okay with them leaving. And from a roster management standpoint, it's a way to almost purge your, like if this was the NFL, you'd say your dead weight. You know, your guys that your scholarships or your salary cap money that you don't really want to have allocated to those players. And I'm surprised. I wonder how many of these guys have been nudged and how many of them it's just their decision.
Right.
Because if it's just your decision and you're giving up the chance to stay on scholarship at Penn State and graduate there, how many of these guys, I mean, Wade obviously isn't going to graduate. Gellerstedt and Dalton aren't going to graduate yet, are they?
I think they're going to be close because they're both in that, they're both redshirt sophomores, so they've been at school for 3 years now. So
In the spring.
So it runs through the end of the spring. So the scholarship option is, yes, you surrender your scholarship as a student athlete football player when you enter the portal. It comes back to the schools. If you want to come back, the school can decide to put you back on scholarship
But my point is
I think
Gellerstedt and Dalton, you think, can graduate at the end of the spring.
They both will have been at Penn State for 3 years by the end of the spring semester,
right,
including
their
summer.
Graduate in
correct.
3 years.
Correct. We don't know, but there is a good potential for it.
But my point is also, so then you're transferring. The good part about that is if you do graduate, you're immediately eligible. The bad news about that is you're not going to be able to go to spring ball with where you're going. So you're having a tough time playing
you're in between
at Penn
now.
State. And now you think you're going to be able to earn a job just based on fall camp. That's tough, man. That is tough. And I wonder how many of these guys already have an idea of what schools they're interested in.
I think they do.
Or might be interested in them before they actually do this. And maybe several of them are willing to move down a level. Then you don't have to wait for the spring, right?
If you go to an FCS school, right.
Right. Maybe they just want to get a chance to play somewhere. And I think that's a possibility. But it hurts Penn State's depth a little bit. But probably in the big scheme of things, you know, it's actually a benefit for them because they get a chance to cut loose some guys from scholarship that weren't going to be major contributors for them anyway. I mean, the Juwan Johnson one's a little bit different. Brandon Polk maybe a little bit different. The ones that surprised me, I must say, are Lamont Wade and Zach McPherson. I mean, McPherson has to be the odds-on favorite to be – the nickel next year, right?
I think Donovan Johnson, John Reed, and Tariq Kestrel Fields are probably your top three corners.
And so, okay, Donovan Johnson's ahead of McPherson.
Yeah, he was on the field before, I think McPherson was. The one guy I would say that I think that there was some injuries that derailed his career because I thought he had some promises, Aaron Monroe. I think the reason you didn't see him in games or you didn't really see him at safety and Jonathan Sutherland kind of emerged over him – I think he was athletic. I think there might have been some other things that held him back, and they could have been physical issues. He was a guy that I think I talked a lot about, you know, within the last year, 18 months, that I thought could be a player. And he's a guy I just think, for whatever reason, I think he had a hard time staying healthy, and he decided to move on.
And so Lamont Wade didn't feel like he would take over for Nick Scott because he thinks Sutherland's ahead of him.
I think Sutherland. Just by how they played him, he had a start. They gave him a spot start this year when somebody was hurt. I think he was the guy that I think they're looking at when you talk about Nick Scott leaving and Garrett Taylor. And there might be some other players, some other guys to look for that I thought might be thinking about the portal. John Patrician, who we've not seen much from him. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jarvis Miller is a guy that
– Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jarvis Miller is another guy that may opt to move on. I also think – I feel like the portal should be like a physical construct. If we're talking about it, it's like that – I really think you should have to get into it and hang out until you – like it could be like the Heisman House. It's like a big fraternity. You hang out. You're in limbo. I don't like the fact that it's imaginary because we're talking about it way too much.
Well, and here's the thing too, and I know you got more stuff, Andy, but the last thing I would just say is way more kids are going into the portal.
They are.
Than are going to come out of it. Which means a lot of kids are voluntarily giving up their scholarship. I hope they've thought it through because it's unlikely their teams would have just said, yeah, we're taking you off scholarship because of the bad PR for that.
And we're going to welcome you back then if you decide to go into it.
I'm surprised a lot of these kids are doing this.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single game RV experience in Happy Valley. That's GoPSURV.com for all of your RV needs for Penn State in 2019. Visit GoPSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, Tucker's Tape. We're talking about the portal. Can I throw some quick numbers at you that might help explain
numbers
the coach
guy.
Deeper?
Numbers guy.
Nothing would make me happier.
If you look at it and where these guys are, a lot of redshirt sophomores, a lot of redshirt juniors are in this. If you look at it, 4- and 5-star recruits, in other words, talent at a certain level. If you go back 4 years, 2006, 4- and 5-star guys in 2016, Penn State had 8. In the 2017 class, it was 11. In the 2018 class, it was 15. Coming in the 19 class so far as of right now, it is 17. So over the course of a four-year period, looking at this four-year window with all these guys going into the portal, which do you think that's a bad look, by the way, Ross, that it just looks bad for Penn State to have 11 guys in there?
Well, you don't know what it's like in every other school.
Correct.
That's the most from what I heard.
It is.
And when
Michigan's got a lot in there, too.
And when you add 5 guys leaving school early.
Yeah. Correct.
None of whom are first-round picks. 16 guys that could be on scholarship for Penn State next year are gone.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
16.
I mean, that's like a recruiting class. It's a whole recruiting class.
Hey, Ross, real quick, I wanted to ask you on the significance of Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma and not Maryland, how do you think that kind of would that have, how much would that have kind of impacted Penn State next year because the game's at Maryland?
I think it would have impact. I think it would have made that game more competitive, and I also think it would have contributed to Locksley momentum with recruiting. Like, I thought he'd get hurt. I thought he'd get Josh Gaddis. And I thought, uh-oh, here comes Maryland. They're going to be a thorn in Penn State's side. And Locksley still will be on some level, but it doesn't quite feel the same without getting Gaddis. We talked about that last week as well. I remember last week we knew he was leaving, but we didn't know where. We thought Maryland. By the time, you know, 2 hours later, I saw it was Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting move by Harbaugh. Really interesting. How about Alabama, by the way? They've lost.
The Purge.
Their yeah. O-line coach, their D coordinator, Gaddis. They're both offensive coordinators. I mean, those guys, it's like, if I can get out of here, Saban must be tough.
Must be a burn.
He must be really
must
upset.
Must be a really tough burn.
Gaddis like said it's a he was getting thing. Yelled at, I think. He had just gotten yelled at by Saban when I think he took the Michigan offer or Michigan offered the job. Like, he was like, it was right after, or he told Saban and then Saban just screamed at him some more. So I think Nick is really upset by being embarrassed, and I think he was going to clean house.
Yeah, well, he should look in the mirror at being embarrassed. I mean, that was a horrific coaching job he did beginning to end on that. But anyway, I wanted to go back to the numbers. Do you think the fact that Penn State in the last 2 years has recruited 32 4 and 5 star kids in the 18 and 19 classes is part of the reason that we're seeing some of this?
Maybe, but that's only the case if the guys that they're behind right now are in those classes.
Right.
Right? I don't think that they're that worried about the guys behind them. I think they're worried about the guys in front of them. And every guy, I mean, the only one I would say stands out to me there is probably Juwan Johnson. Okay. Where it is the young guys, I think he's legitimately worried about.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about real quick, the eligibility waivers for the grad transfers, graduate, you can transfer, don't have to sit out a year. If you're an undergrad like Lamont Wade and you want to transfer, you're going to have to sit out a year. Humphreys has to sit out a year before going to Cal. Or being able to play at Cal. But the eligibility waivers are being involved. Do you think this is a slippery slope for the NCAA that they're going to have to draw a line in the sand in? Because like with Shea Patterson, lawyers were involved in all that stuff. 30-second answer, do you see the NCAA having to draw a line in the sand on this?
Yes. I think the liability waiver stuff is crap. And it calls into question some whether or not people are being truthful
right.
with these hardships. And I think it's a major problem, but they kind of set their precedent last right. year with Shea Patterson.
Right, they did set their precedent. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Coming up, your questions, his answer. I'm sure the transfer portal will be part of your questions. Ask Ross is next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.